Is that a prominent feature that's always a health concern?
In fact, what makes it even sweeter is the jams, you know, just some little jams, kidogo to some, you know, some dust kidogo. That's what makes it even sweeter. Mama!
Practical 6, you make a mistake, and the lower and the upper and the 2, 4, 6. If you say 1, you are out, but if you say 2, you are in. So 2, 4, 6, 8. Welcome, people, to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Crowd Podcast. And listen, just like where I ended that game, we're about to what? 8. I don't even know if that's lame, but like, I just didn't know how to like start the episode. And so it is what it is. It is what it is. It is. Oh my God. It's getting silly, but welcome to the people's favorite podcast, guys. It is Sincerely Accra, and I am your host, Joseph Inti. I am bringing you this podcast, Kind Curtsy, the Gold Coast Reports. That's the number one podcast hosting network. Yes, in the whole Ghana, you got it. Somebody's listening to this for the first time, sitting next to somebody that already listens, and the person said, and they're like, oh, how did you know? Because I say it all the time. It's a trademark on the show. So, hey, for all you newbies, I want to let you know that I don't do this show alone. I do this show with my friend of many, many years, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori, who is a co-creator and producer of the Sincerely Accra podcast. Yes, indeed. Okay. Listen, it's a new episode. And for some reason, for the first time in a while, you know, in between the 2 weeks, usually because it takes us a lot of work to put the podcast together. We take a week to do everything and then another week to edit and everything. And it never feels like it's been too long. For the first time, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's been a while since the last episode. So now I kind of feel what you guys feel. But hey, don't get excited. Nothing's going to change. It's still bi-weekly. But anyway, it's a new and exciting episode, and we're going to get into some things as usual. So, you know, yeah. Okay. So for those of you who are listening for the first, and I have to do this because you know what? It has become apparent that we get new listeners every single time. People are discovering us. And so I need to do this. Okay. Let me just walk you through the game plan. Cause if you're new here, you need to know what you're walking through, you're walking into. Okay. So we're going to start off with what's trending. That's where we talk about, you know, pop culture, what's popping off here and around the world. Cause you know, we global. Too, you know, and then also we're going to go into what the main conversation of the podcast is. For this one, we're going to be doing an interview. We did a little crossover trip to Kenya, Nairobi to be specific, and we're going to bring you that. And then we're going to get into a listener letter. Yes, our listeners write to us with their dilemmas, you know, no Nelly and Kelly, but dilemmas. And I do my very best at giving them advice. Apparently I'm good, but you know, people will fool you. And then we end with our shout out. So hey, do not like switch off. Just stick with us. You're going to enjoy it. For the sincerities that always know what's up, well, you know what it is. Let's get into what's trending. All right, so coming up on the 18th of April, guys, listen, we have so many listener letters that we haven't gotten through. You know, for some time now, we're not doing listener letters on the episode. And we also haven't done a live show since, you know, what we used to do at Bloomberg. Of course, Bloomberg has gone to Atlanta in Tija. But anyway, Kwame and I were talked to GCR, and we are putting together our very first live show. Now, this one is a very intimate show, okay? We're looking at people, about 30 people, and we're going to be going into our archives, bringing some really interesting, I want to say 5 or 6
the best six listener letters, and we're going to read them and, you know, discuss solutions and ideas and opinions in that small group. It's going to be very, Kwame says by the fireside, but I think not. I think backchat London without the fighting, you know, just raw opinions, you know, come one, come all, awesome. But of course, like I said, limited seating. So if you want to get a ticket and be there, check out the links in all our bios and get a ticket. I'm sure we will have some sold at the gate, but listen, like I said, it's very limited, so you want to make sure you're pulling up. So it's on 18th April at the Cube GCR, that's in Chado. If you've come to any of our day parties in the last 2 years, you know where the Cube is, and it's going to start at exactly 7:30 p.m. Now if you've come to a Sincerely Accra event, you know we do not play with our time. 7:30 is 7:30. Over Bahanum 10 o'clock near Pong. Because by 9:30, you know, we are releasing everybody to go and do what they are going to do for the Easter. You know what I mean? Exactly. So, yeah, catch you at Sincerely Accra Listener Letter Live.
Close your eyes when you look at me. If you trust me, you go see me. Baby, trust in my company. Do me now, know the reason now. My tears you fall, man, you know that. Baby, where do you get your knickers? Why my head no fit resist, oh? It dey follow wherever your knicker go. No choro. If you do my body, do it on my soul. One and do. Now you do my soul, oh. December to January, nah, only one baby. Then make a do what I make. Nah, only one baby. December to January. Nah, only one baby. Then make a do what I make. Nah, only one baby. Close your mouth when you say my name.
All right, I want to give a quick shout out to RC. I see you dropped a remix of your song Knees and Bend with Joey B, and I am so, so happy for you. I remember when Kwame shared that song with me on Instagram, and I said, oh my goodness, this is a really good song. And we had RC on Q Music on last season, and you know, he's actually very funny. I don't know, he cracked me up. He came to the teeth, he had like aluminum foil over his teeth, you know, like grills for KG2. I don't know what that was about. But yeah, he cracked me up. I'm so happy to see that your music is going far. Joey B jumping on the remix. That's really great. So all the best to you. And to you, Fui Kantamaklo. The least said, because I don't know what that tweet was about, but you really put me through it. A lot of people were reaching out to me thinking that that was actually me. Like, that's just crazy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I mean, I am glad for you to stay in the dark. I'm not trying to bring you to the light. I also want to give a shout out to KSM. Yes, that's Kweku Sintimisa, of the KSM show. You know, I saw that he's got a stand-up comedy special coming up. It's called Old Age the Bitch. And it just reminded me of back when KSM used to do Ifyasre. But you guys remember Ifyasre, boy? No, go fuel. Yes. I was just thinking about it. I was like, oh my goodness, KSM is actually doing stand-up again. I don't know, but if I cast my mind far back, if you take away the Bobo Carlos and all of these like comedic actors, if I think about stand-up comedy, I feel like KSM pioneered it way back then. He used to have a show almost every year, you know, he would do it, and then I think Ifyasre was one of those recurring characters that he would do, and that was basically KSM in drag. And it was just so interesting, right? Because if you look at some of like the vitriol that goes with today, some of the content creators that, you know, put on drag to do content, like, you know, Casey Critton and Abokuma and I'm forgetting the names, but like a lot of the vitriol that they get on there, I'm just like, that's so interesting. It's just like the same way you've got Tyler Perry doing Madea, Martin Lawrence did Big Mom and everything. Like, it was a thing. It was like, you know, and now everybody's just rushing to like, kind of like condemn it and say that the emasculation of the black, it's just really interesting. But anyway, shout out to you, KSM. I wish I could make it to the show. I've seen the billboard. I don't think I'm going to make it, but I really wish I could. And one thing about KSM, he's always going to do content that he can relate to, and then you can relate and you laugh. And I know, you know, he's a bit up there in age. So definitely a stand-up about old age being a bitch is going to be very interesting. I don't know if he's going to put it out on digital or anything, but it's going to be a good show. If you can afford to go see it, okay? This is not even promotion. This is just me shouting out one of my inspirations, because I grew up on the KSM show. I used to watch it. He had like this news segment where he would dress as somebody else and come and give news and in a wacky way. Like, KSM really influenced me a lot. So shout out to you, Daddy. But anyway, yeah, moving on. So remember on the last episode, we spoke about the fact that Kim Palute's Makuma did not get nominated for Record of the Year at the TGMAs, which I thought was absurd because the Makuma was everywhere. Like, I mean, Sisi Fia was all up and through the MPP rally, y'all. Y'all had my girl Adjoa Safu doing her best not to twerk in front of the... Have you seen that video when she was standing on stage? Like, I could tell if like Baomi and Nems were not behind her, oh, she would have let her rip. I just know. But anyway, shout out to you. I mean, a couple of weeks ago when she went on her media tour, oh my goodness, let me tell you, I watched every single video. Oh yes, I was actually very upset that they didn't let her go to that GH1 one because I was looking for more. But anyway, yes, so TGMAs have finally responded to the appeal that Kim Paluta and his team put together. And basically, so it says that according to the press statement, each artist can have only one song per category except for best collaborate. Let me break it down for y'all, because like I have the whole press statement written down. Like, girl, so what you're trying to say is that you cannot have, as an artist, you cannot have two songs in the same category. And so the songs that were submitted by Kim Paluta was Aseda and Makuma. And if you know, Aseda was also a big song. You know, it was also equally big. Now, the argument you're making is that because they could not have two songs in the same category, they had to go with a bigger song. And according to them, Aseda had more radio play. It was played across 175 radio stations. Now, I don't even know the metric, and I don't know the statistical service they used to do this, because really, 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 if you are able to count radio play and all of those kind of things, where are the royalties? Honestly, fix it. You have to get some royalty system in place for every play, whether it's 50 pesos or whatever. And so that at the end of the month, when you calculate it, these artists can make money off their crafts. It's high time. How many people have been president at Musica? People come and go, people campaign all the time, and what do y'all do for them? It's crazy. But anyway, they're saying Aseda had 175 radio stations playing it. And you know what? Now I can't even argue, because I'm like, I get it. You know Ghanaians, we love, oh my goodness, throw some God in there, it's gonna pop. Yeah, yeah, look at that Kim Promise song. Girl, just throw God into it. It's gonna be a banger. So I can see it. I can also see radio stations playing Aseda more than Makuma. So I can see it. But what I will say, though, is Makuma was larger than life online. Like, for those of us that were on social media, you could not open a TikTok, you could not open an Instagram, you could not be on Twitter without that song being everywhere. I told you, there was like literally a whole school in some obscure country in Europe where they were teaching these white kids how to sing Makuma line for line. And they got it right. On key too, right? So, I mean, online, it seemed like Makuma was big. But, you know, if that's what it is, that's what it is. Maybe the team should not have submitted two songs. I mean, sometimes it also takes... And look, and all of this is assumption, okay? I'm just going off of what these guys are saying here, that you cannot have two songs. I mean, sometimes it just takes knowing the rules as well. Because a couple of years back, Bisakede had Brother, Brother, and Mansa. Okay, Brother, Brother, and Mansa. Those two songs were really huge. And they had to like sacrifice one for the other in some of the nominations. So yay, if you're an artist and you know, I guess this is an scapegoat story. So now you know how to submit. Okay, it's crazy. But anyway, that's what TGMAs had to say. And so thanks for coming back, because I mean, I just knew it had nothing to do with profanity. It won't say nothing, no. He's so poor. Till today, we don't even know some of the things that he was saying in our music, y'all. I better go ask Stone Boy. Livingston, what did he say? Not to not at all. Okay, guys, let's just move on. So, I wanted to talk a little bit about this, because this is really a small issue before I go to the other big things. I saw a clip, okay, of Ifua Santua, you know her, the Singathon lady. I spoke about her a couple of episodes back. The Singathon lady's daughter was on a kids show. And it's so interesting to me what our media space has become in terms of content. But anyway, let's just move on. There was a kid's show, okay? And she was on there. The host was also like, you know, a young girl. You could tell she's young, but you could tell she's got a lot of, you know, she's got the je ne sais quoi, like, because she was really commanding the show. So I totally understand what's going on over there. Ifeanyi Santoy's daughter was on there talking about she, every time she wants to go to the mall or go and hang out with people or her friends, her mother's like, you know, there are people there. They're going to recognize you. They're going to see you. They're going to worry you. I'm sorry. I'm going to get through this story. Like, what? The girl was talking about how her mother's like, no, her mother doesn't let her go to certain places because people are going to recognize her. And then she was like, I'm just a girl. I just want to live my life. I'm like, girl, who is stopping you? Talk about, I just want to live my life. First of all, if I said to her, honestly, what do you mean? Troy a memo. What exactly? Then I would say. Damn, pot say that we were gonna phone sim. Trauma and Nian Tiasia. Nia was okay. Where's petitions in you? Woo ba, Nia Tiasia. Sikitin, you ever cruel? It's, I don't know. Like, what is this? You are. Unless this is a publicity stunt, which is, I would not put like beyond her, because girl, she is a strategic queen. I keep telling y'all, they really did ask her brother on national television, how did your sister train for this? And he said she did not train. She just wanted the fame. And you've seen it. She's been using it up and down. And I'm not even mad at that, but like, this is just crazy. If this is not a publicity stunt just to get people talking, just another way to keep her relevant, and she's really telling her daughter that, oh, I'm not going to let you go to the mall and things because people will recognize you. Girl, please, let me tell you, if it wasn't for that clip that I saw, I don't even know what your kids look like. I only know what your husband looks like because you put him in all your TikToks. But like, I don't know what your kids look like. Can you please let them be? Girl, first of all, you're talking about people are going to recognize you, and you let her go on a show so that people will further recognize her, so that bloggers, because you know bloggers know people are going to come for her. And so they were posting the clip all over. I don't understand the whole cycle, but girl, you, at this point, I'm just, every time I see anything, I'm just going to know that you, it's just a machine working. You're just... That was just something I had to talk about. It was really funny for me. I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? People are going to recognize you. Girl, I don't even know the girl's name. Let's just move on, y'all. Let's just move on. Anyway, listen, if you've been on the internet in the last couple of weeks, you know that Max TV, on one of their morning shows, first of all, Max TV, where did they come from? I have never heard of them. But anyway, let's just move on. On your morning show, they were posted a clip of Sina Soul doing a dance challenge to one of her music, okay? And she was wearing a crop top hoodie. Now, if you know what a hoodie is, just think about it without the midsection. A crop top hoodie and a low rising cargo pants. So literally, you know how like early 2000s, the girls used to have their low riding waist jeans, low riding jeans. Literally, like, it's literally, exactly right under it. Yeah. And there's like three people on the panel, okay? One lady and two men. One of the guys, I can't tell. Now listen, I'm just going to be very, I can't tell if it's one of those akolanya me situations where this is a kid, but because he's very like, he acts like an adult, he's like being platformed, or he's an adult that looks like a kid. I don't know. I didn't bother to do the research, and I'm giving you that disclaimer. But these three people were talking about Sina Soul, and literally, like, it was just very derogatory. They were insulting her, body shaming her, because honestly, when I listened to the, what was his name? Aquas. I was into what he had to say. And I realized that he didn't really have a lot of problem with what she was wearing. He had a problem that she had the audacity to wear it with the body that she had. Because he kept saying things like, it was giving very body shame. I don't know, Bill Gekwes, did you want to wear a crop top too? Ain't nobody going to stop you. You walk around with your hair looking like that. Like, it's nobody, I mean, I don't know what that was, but it was very crazy to me that at a morning show, nonetheless, like, that was the conversation. The lady just dropped an album and the conversation was not about it. And of course, people let them have it. People were talking about the fact that you are not platforming the artist's album and then this is what you want to talk about. So of course, you know, a couple of artists, Ifeanyi Asakode and stuff, also condemned them. And lo and behold, like everybody always does, was an apology. Which now I'm sitting, I'm like, was this a publicity stunt? Because, you know, Ghanaians like to run themes and strategy into the ground. Like when, I remember it was a time when everybody wanted to have beef with somebody because it was helping them. And then right after the beef, they drop a song. You remember? There was like Strong Man, it's the Ifeanyi, and like, there was a whole era where beef, because that was the strategy. Like Ghanaians take one strategy and run it to the ground. And right now, as you can see, everybody's looking for clicks, engagements, impressions. And so I'm just wondering how much of this was like kind of like strategy to bring attention to the show. But I can tell you this, anybody watching that show, they like, they got whatever attention that they got. It was clips on there. Nobody's tuning in to watch Max TV's morning show. Geez, no, they're not. But I just wanted to talk about, the thing is kind of like old news, but I just wanted to talk about the apology. So Max TV put out a statement, okay? And then they wrote, "Unpleasant words to Sina Soul and her craft." That was the title of the apology letter. The Sina was spelled C-E-N-A. Sina Soul is C-I-N-A. C-E-N-A, John Cena. You can't see him. Yeah. So first of all, that's it. The way they went about the whole apology was very disrespectful to Sina Soul. It just shows that they don't really care. They don't bother to do, because in the body of the letter, the Sina was spelled correctly. In the title, the Sina was spelled wrongly. I mean, what is this? I'm not even going to read the letter because it is what it is. But I want to come back to this lady that was on the show who gave an apology. And that apology in the rankings of apologies, that was the most insincere, I don't give a damn, I've been asked to do this, to probably keep my job apology I've seen, if I've ever seen one myself. She was there was no remorse. And on top of it all, because we had complained that they didn't platform and showcase the girl's album and they were rather insulting her, she ended by saying, "Everybody go and check out her album, Did Life." The album is called The Die Lie. It's written in cursives, and of course, the arrangement of the fonts, you know, if you don't read it well, it looks like Dead Life. What that tells me is that that lady didn't even go do any research. The first time she saw that album and that album cover and that album name was when she was sitting on the TV and it was projected on the screen for her to do her apology. She ain't even checked. Like, what is this? And she's supposed to be an entertainment correspondent or whatever it is that she's supposed to be. It's just unqualified is the word that comes to mind. This is the problem that sometimes we have in the creative space. There are so many talented people that are actually doing things like and doing it well, you know, people that they live, breathe, and recite pop culture. They know all of these things. They never get these opportunities. You put people like this on there and this is what you get. After something like this, you're coming to give an apology that's half-assed. One, that's it. If you're going to go and then do what the people said you should do by at least promoting the album, get the name right. What the hell is Did Life? Sat there, butchered the name of the album, did like in the letter, butchered the name of the girl. Like, what is this? Nobody's asking y'all to do this. Nobody saw that apology and said, "Oh, we forgive you now. We'll watch it." Ain't nobody watching that shit anyway. So let's just move on. I just felt like we just always be platforming any kind of person. Like, and like I said, it goes back to clicks, engagements, and whatever. Because whoever this bigger quest is, I think I've seen a couple of skits. And it's just like the whole Counselor Luther thing. If you say enough crazy things, you're going to trend and people are going to hate watch you. And so now you get platformed on all the different kind of shows asking for unsolicited opinion on things that you are not qualified to speak on. And people know you're going to say some crazy things, and then it's going to become a clip that the bloggers will post and you'll get a reaction. It's so crazy right now. We're in a very clickbait culture. So this is what you get. And in that same vein, when all of this was happening, there was a post that TV3 did where they were asking somebody a question. The person was said, "Sakode's career is dead." And I'm like, wow, can y'all be serious? 2024, Sakode dropped the championship mixtape? I think he dropped championship mixtape, like 4 or 5 songs on there. They were really good. I listened to them. They were really good. This year, I think he dropped the Nusa Yese. Isn't it this year that he dropped it? Or was last year? Yeah, and it was all over the TL. Everybody was like going up for it. He's on the new song with Kweku Flick. Yeah, called Fire. Like, what do you guys mean by his career is dead? I find it so interesting that we like, oh my goodness. Y'all will complain and complain and complain and complain. And then when you have the opportunity to do better, you do this for clicks. Because what at all, TV3, let's be serious. What at all were you trying to get? You wanted to start a discourse on whether Sarkodie's career is dead or not. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm like, okay, I want to be in these meeting rooms. What is the conversation? What were we talking about? What was the big idea? What was the outcome supposed to be? Oh, let's see what people think. Y'all better call some of these interns to order. The fact that the older generation that call the shots don't know how social media works and they don't know about like reputational. I don't know. It's just like the social currency y'all are looking for is at what cost? It is at what cost? Because it's already hard enough to be like a creative in this industry and do well. It's already hard. And then you do some of these things. Well, like, what is this? Like, after this thing happened, I saw it everywhere. Koji Sheldon had something to say about it. Headless YouTuber had something to say about it. This guy that, I forgot his name. The streets, something like that. Like, it was everywhere. And for people who don't bother to even watch some of these videos where they were actually defending Sarkodie, all they see is a title. Sarkodie's career is dead. Sarkodie's career is dead. Imagine Sarkodie is trying to go do some business somewhere, and that's in the news. Sarkodie's career is dead. Y'all be really wild out here with the way you behave. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Y'all want to see growth and you don't have a growth mindset and behavior? That's crazy. But anyway, let's move on. Moving on. Hey, shout out to Ara the J. He's got a new song, Out Fire, with Bella Shmurda. Oh, Father, give me wings, give me somebody pour me holy water. I love Ara the J so much. His tone. You know, I see a lot of similarities between Ara the J and Black Ho. And it's no, like, mistake that Jesus Christ 2 happened and was so larger than life. Their tone, similar. The passion in their voice, you know, and this, the storytelling that they have, it really does remind me of, like, you know, the greats, you know, Amachi Dedes, the Daddy Lumbas, Kadrian Tree. Back when you listen to those albums and they tell you real stories with real interesting lyrics, you know, the magic and the words and the way they weaved it. Ara, I really do root for you all the time. But anyway, let's move on. So I watched a couple of videos, the Breakfast Club interviews, actually. I want to start with Davido. That was a really good interview. I must say, I don't think I've really paid attention to Davido interviews, but I was really, really entertained. I think Davido is like a fantastic guest to have on a show. You know, look, I've done interviews. I've talked to a lot of people, and I'll be very honest with you. When you're doing an interview, a lot of people can say, oh, Joseph, you guys do really good. You have great questions. I like how you're able to have the conversation. Just a conversation. Look, there's only so much I can do. If the person is just like not a great conversationalist, there's not much you can do. I'm sure if you go through some of the interviews, there are ones that you like better than others. And if it doesn't have to do with the person being your favorite and you're just being objective on how the conversation went, you'll be able to pick and choose. Sometimes people can just be dead on arrival. And I've realized that a lot of people are very, especially artists on this side, are very guarded with showing their personality because, you know, Ghanaians are very unforgiving. It won't take long before somebody picks on something and now it's on Twitter and you're being dragged. You know what I mean? And so a lot of our artists really hold back on their personalities. The people that have a personality and they don't hold back on, you see them. They are very out there and they don't care. You know, Shatta Wale, Black Hole, like, they don't care. What are you going to say? This is who I am. You know what I mean? But I was really entertained. I learned so much. I had no idea Davido and Tiwa had a little tiff going on. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I really, really love just learning about the journey. You know, I feel like, you know, him losing his son and then him going away, coming back, doing so well with the album and getting married. I've not really paid attention because, like, there's kind of been some scandal. And I was just listening to him and him explaining how now he just, like, wants peace of mind. He's not even trying to chill with babes and all of those kind of things, because every single time he's done that, the friends that kind of encouraged him and egged him on, when the yawa don gas and he's trending on social media the other day. And I just found it very interesting because he kind of like gave us a peep into how some of these bad decisions happened. And the kind of realization that he's having, you know, like me now, it's very hard for me to go out. I don't like going out. When people invite me to things, I'm always just like huffing and puffing. You know, it takes a lot to get me out. And I'm listening to David talking about how, like, he doesn't even like going to clubs anymore because when he goes, he just wants to go back home. He's like, I really enjoyed it. If you haven't, check it out, The Breakfast Club. It was really entertaining. He's got a new album that's coming out, The Five. And I saw he previewed a song with Victoria Monet. You know, I like that girl. So I'm really looking forward to the album. The thing about David O'Dowd is, like, I would say that I kind of like, for the last two albums, I've really been tapped in. Previously, it was just like the songs that like become popular. You know what I mean? But I've really been tapped in. And I think Davido is like a fantastic artist. And I'm looking forward to it. The other interview that I wanted to talk about was Keri Hilson's Breakfast Club interview. I just want to say, Keri, I know you have an album coming out. I know you're doing promo. But baby girl, the last thing you should be doing is starting off your press run talking about that Beyoncé diss song. I know whatever. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I think I saw the name of the album. Something like We Need to Talk or something like that. Girl, is this going to be your dirty laundry? Is this going to be like Keri Hilson? Let's talk your dirty laundry. Is this going to be yours? Because girl, I can tell you right now, it's a bad idea. She went and sat on that Breakfast Club interview damn near asking for like a tissue because she was sniffing, talking about she was forced to sing the song. She should have stood her ground and she protected everybody. Da 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 da. And people were just posting receipts upon receipts of Keri doubling down, talking her shit, refusing to hold a magazine that had Beyoncé on the cover. Like, girl, look, I'm in the hive and I'm self-actualized, so I don't fight people anymore. That was like 2015, 2014 me. I don't fight people on the net anymore. She is who she is. That is it. But I remember. And you, girl, you were loud and wrong, and you were really doubling down. So I find it hard to believe. I just think that whatever be the case, people feel a way. People already feel the way they're going to feel about it. And your career tanked. I don't know if it was because of Beyoncé or because, I don't know. I really don't know what it is. But if you're like, why are we rehashing this? Why are we bring this up in your first interview back? Because now people are going to have public reactions to it. And now every single interview you go, it's going to come up. It's going to come up because people know that Beyoncé's name is clickbait. Girl, you should have been like Tyler's manager and had them say, don't ask that question. And when they ask, you say, I would like to move on, please. Yes, then they wouldn't have the clip. Now the clip is everywhere and people are like dissecting it, bringing out, oh, Keri girl. So unnecessary. And she was talking about how like it was a writer. She doesn't want to protect. She wants to protect the writer because the writer is popular now. And guess what? Come to find out, it was Esther Dean. The funny thing is that when I watched the clip, I saw some people like in the comments because you know when she said it was a songwriter who's popular now, there were a couple that came to mind. I was like, could it be Money Long? Money Long's been around for a while. She's written a lot of good songs for the girls. Okay, I thought about Esther Dean. I thought about a couple of people, but I didn't really go digging. Oh, I searched the comments and it was right. Everyone was like, oh, it's Esther Dean. It's definitely Esther Dean. Esther Dean, girl. By an hour or two later, Esther Dean was on her Instagram talking about yes, it was me and did. And people were like, but you also wrote two songs for Beyoncé's full album. She was like, yes, I love Beyoncé down. And if Beyoncé wants a diss song, I'm there. I'm writing it too. I'm like, girl. So you are talking about I'm protecting this girl, blah, blah, blah. And Esther Dean came on and said, it's me, Keri. What's up? It was me. And she even did a whole apology and said, look, I was young. I made some decisions, da, 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 da. Maybe you should have gone that route, Keri. Instead of coming out here and trying to blame it on people, talking about, even if Paul or whatever, at the end of the day, it was you. You could decide not to do it or not. You said he was threatening you and everything. Again, people are posting the receipts of you doubling down past the music. So I just feel like PR-wise, marketing, moving on-wise, this is just dead on arrival, girl. Anybody? And also, I saw the cover of the album that's coming out. It's giving very 2014, Keri. I'm sorry. Y'all, fire the team. Start again. You know, just go away for 2 months and start again. Because this is not it, girl. Kiki Baba was going to have Jonathan Majors on her show. All of that backlash, girl. She put out one with Cash Doll instead. Like, what do you think this is? Keri, girl, please save us and spare us. What the hell is all of that? Anyway, I want to end out the trending segment by saying that I Own Boy by Black Sharif is out. You know, it took me a while to get into Victory. Victory is the first song on the album, and it was just very hard for me to like it. I feel like it was very conventional. Black Sharif has always been a genre-bending, different-sounding. You know, he plays around a lot. You can never put him up in a pocket. And I felt like Victory was such a conventional-sounding song that it took me aback. I was like, for an album opener, I just feel like it didn't do it for me. I really wish the album had started from One, because it's such a great song. One is actually one of my favorite songs on it. On there, the whole John 10 13 30, I almost said 13. Is it 13 or 30? Whatever. Yeah, but I mean, after a couple of listens, I listened to it at least 10 times. Because, hey, I did a review on my Twitter. It's pinned to my account, Joseph_Inti. Go, I break down all 15 songs, you know. So, yeah. But yeah, I listened to it a couple of times and I get it. It's great for what it is. I just wish it was not the album opener. But yeah, it's, oh my goodness, Body is the best song on the album, hands down. Toxic Love City Part 2. Nobody can tell me anything different. Body? What? At the beginning, when you're talking about, there's this muffled voice that's saying, I knew you were going to break my heart. Oh my goodness, what are you talking about? A body, body, send a teller, tell me when we spread out. Oh my, I need to learn the lyrics so I can sing it for y'all. Proper. But anyway, guys, that's all we have for What's Trending. We're going to get back and I'm going to tell you what you're about to listen to on this very episode, okay?
It was written in the stars, wish I could see clear. If I show you all my cards, you wouldn't believe it. If I told you all my plans, would you believe me? And I am talking in the past, I'm trying to heal me. Bema sumo sane, bema sumba chale. Bema to me a stande, bema su naturale. Finally a santi, a kaina china chale. Oba unti ni perspective, si babe tane. You say you love me, you swear you trust me. We'll move it somewhere, love, I'm getting tired. My soul is drifting away. You say you love me, you swear you trust me. We'll move it somewhere, mama, you are getting out of hand. And I am getting tired. My soul is drifting away. But my body wants you. You know my body wants you. Girl, my body wants you.
All right, we're back. Okay, listen, we had the opportunity to go to Nairobi. And, you know, in doing what we do, we're trying to expand, meet new people. We really tapped into the podcast community. And there's a podcast in Kenya called The Sandwich Podcast. Okay, it's got three guys on there. They're very, very funny and entertaining. Check them out if you can. We're able to reach Tonio Kibbs, who is one of the hosts of The Sandwich Podcast. And I had such a great conversation with him. We spoke about like what it is like for young person, you know, Gen Z, millennial, whatever it is, trying to make it in our home countries. He told me about Kenya. I told him about Accra. I learned quite a lot. And it was, I think we did the interview like the first day after I touched down. No, it's actually the first day. As soon as I touched down in Nairobi, I went to the hotel because we didn't know whether it was going to be confirmed or not. It had been short notice that we reached out. I was literally chilling in the hotel. I was like, you know what? They lost one of my bags. I don't even want to get into it with Kenya Airways, but they lost one of my bags. They broke the zip on another one. It was just stressful. I go to the hotel and I was just over the whole thing. So I was just lying there. And Cyril, my network manager, said, hey, can you get to the studio in like 15 minutes? I was like, oh my God. But it was a really great conversation. We shot it at Semibox. And listen, I was really impressed with the studio. Okay, there were women behind the camera and everything. I did like a carousel on my Instagram, my Kenya trip. You can go check it out at Jumanjo. You know what I mean? But hey, listen, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this like I did. Get through it. And when we come back, we're going to have a listener letter for you because I have some things to say.
Your promises to me,
what you keep on?
My baby, can't you see? You're everything I need. So my calendar, I need your energy. When I'm in your company, if your love will set me free, yeah. So come over, I'm in like Arizona. Oh my God, I'm so bad. This boy take me higher. Waiting there, your body, oh. Make me God just search you. So waiting there, your body, oh. Where they come up from, you.
Today, I am coming to you guys live from Nairobi in Kenya. And so far, let me tell you, I love the weather. You know, I think I don't like neck sweat. You know when your neck is sweating? I haven't experienced that so far. But anyway, I'm here with Tonio.
Tonio Kibbs, of course.
From the Sandwich Podcast, guys.
Yeah.
This is my, I think we can say that we are alumni from the Spotify. Was it 2022?
I think 2022. It's been like 2 years or something.
Yeah. Class of 2022, guys. Mm. We were recipients of the Spotify Podcast Fund.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't have it anymore. So
it's
finished. Yeah, it's finished. So don't look at me and be like, oh my God, he has a Spotify fund. No, I don't. We used up everything.
2022 has been 2 years, guys.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Mm. Yeah. So welcome. How's your day been?
I'm supposed to be telling you welcome because you're at my home place, bro. Okay. You're in Nairobi, Kenya.
It's true. We can do that again.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, sawa. So Joseph, welcome. How are you feeling today? How does it feel to be in a city that looks like New York to you guys? You know, especially
really?
Yeah, this is like the New York of Africa.
It looks like you said it looks like New York to you guys.
No, to Ghanaians, to guys from other countries, except maybe South Africa, maybe. But yeah, how does it feel to be in the New York of Kenya, of Africa?
Of Africa.
Yeah.
Okay, New York of Africa, debatable. Debatable. But no, I like the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
I kept taking videos because the buildings are big.
Exactly.
And the roads are wide.
Oh my God.
And one thing, I love that you guys have a lot of trees.
Kwani, what happens in Ghana? You guys are...
Oh, they be cutting the trees down. It's like, if a tree, you know, I don't know, maybe the city planning, but if a tree's roots start to show up on the road,
they cut it down.
So I remember when I was growing up, we had a lot of trees along the roads, but now in Accra, not so much. But we have a whole tree planting thing going on that we're trying to bring back. So.
I mean, we even had a holiday for planting trees. So that's what you can see this is happening.
We do that also.
Then
it's called National Tree Planting Day.
that's what it's called.
Yeah, so every day, on June or July, I forget. Mm. Yeah, we supposed to plant trees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but welcome to Kenya. I've never been to Ghana though.
Oh, okay.
I would really love to because there's so much I've seen about Ghana.
Tell me.
your party life.
Oh, what do you know about our party life? What do you know about our party life?
I've seen so many artists from the US, from other countries in Europe come to Ghana to party. There's a point even Dave Chappelle was also there.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Mick Mill there. So many of them come there too. Yeah, you went to, you saw Dave Chappelle?
You know, they take your phone and they put it in a case.
A bag.
They lock it. So we don't have any evidence. We don't have any evidence. But I think it's true. You know, in 2019, the president launched the Beyond the Return.
Mm-hmm.
Just to encourage more diaspora in America to come. So I think we've been seeing so many celebrities. You know, Beyonce's mother has been there. I hear Steve Wonder is trying to move to Ghana now.
Hey, but will he see any of the things you have there? Like, will he enjoy really, like visually? Like, anyway.
Yeah, maybe the sounds. The sonic will be different.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Accra is a very loud city during the day. Yeah. People play music on loudspeakers.
Mm.
If you're selling something, you can do an audio recording of what you're selling and attach it to a speaker and put it in your car and just drive through people's neighborhoods, right?
Yeah.
So, like, when we were younger, people used to sell kerosene, you know, in the lanterns.
Yeah.
And the people selling, they walk around and they just shout. They're like, Aswakane. So you're in your house and you just hear them coming around.
Yeah.
So Accra is a very loud place.
Oh, wow. Because now I was comparing the nightlife in Accra and in Kenya.
Okay.
Because for us, I can tell you for Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
So in Kenya, now that you're in Kenya, there are a few words you need to learn. The first one is, of course, I've heard them telling you karibu, which is welcome.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bar called karibu.
No. Oh, but the next word is the most dangerous one now.
Oh.
It's sherehe. So if anyone tells you we are going for sherehe, I would advise you to stay at home.
Okay.
Like recently there was a guy called Wahotel. I don't know if you know him, but
Wahotel.
He's from South Africa. He's been doing these videos saying, yo, we're going to party, eat that money, nini nini.
Uh-huh.
when he came to Kenya, he went back saying, "Wah, you Kenyans." Because we interviewed him on the radio.
On the radio.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm at Homeboys Radio. Uh-huh. And so when anyone tells you that we are going for sherehe.
Can you tell me what it means?
So sherehe means party.
Okay.
Sherehe is partying. So just partying. But it's not the regular partying. Okay. This is like hardcore partying.
What makes it hardcore?
For example, you won't get home till like the sun is rising at like 7, 6
a.m. Oh, we do that in Accra too.
Yeah, you do that?
Yes.
I don't know how your drinking culture is, but for here, we drink a lot.
Yeah, I think you drink more than we do.
Definitely. Yes.
But we be out and like people stay out till 6 a.m. It's a routine. So when you leave the club, we all go and buy wachi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we do that. Oh, okay. So that's what sherehe is.
That's what sherehe is. And sherehe is crazy.
I have the capacity.
You think you do?
Oh, yes. There was a time in my life I used to go out from Wednesdays to Sundays. Mm. And I go to work on Monday.
Mm.
And every time we go out, we don't go home until we see the sun.
What?
Yeah.
Every time.
What about you? Mostly on the weekends. But if you go out on the weekday, you try to be home by like maybe 2.
Now for us, we go even out on the weekdays. Yeah, and then you go back home like at like 4 a.m. You sleep for 2 hours, or sometimes you even stay on the seat. And you know, when you sleep on the bed, you won't really sleep. You will sleep like for so long.
You go home at 4 a.m. on a weekday.
Mm.
Oh no.
Yeah, then you go to work from like 7:30. You fight hangover till like
that is on 3 weekday,
p.m.
1 p.m. I have to be back by 1 p.m.
Yeah, you see? Now you guys are not sharing.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are not doing the sharing.
Okay, but during Christmas, people do more. Because, you know, most of the events are in weekdays anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. So
what's like the hottest club in Ghana, in Accra?
Man. I've been out of the scene for like 2 years, but I can mention some places. Twist is really popular. Mm-hmm. Most of the celebrities go to Twist. Yeah. There's also a bar called Garage. It gets really... one thing I like about Garage is that they really put a lot into their design of the place. They can switch it up for themed events. And it's also like... You
Does
know,
it look like a garage for real? Is it like... They're like,
does it look like a garage?
Broken down cars and stuff.
Actually don't know why they call it garage. It's just this big space. The DJ's in the middle and the bar is around it. And it's really cool. It's really cool.
Mm.
Which other clubs? Oh, there's Mood Bar that becomes sort of like a club.
Mm.
And From Back. You should definitely go to From Back. From Back is really cool.
Yeah, because I really want to experience the nightlife in Accra. Yeah. So I hope you'll host me when I come there next year. Inshallah.
If you tell me your dates.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm also on the move quite a lot. If you tell me this, we'll sort something out. Yeah. Mm. So what is it like as a young man, right? Trying to make it. Oh, okay. Let me see. What is the Kenyan dream? Because, you know, people say, oh, the American dream, the Ghanaian dream. As a young man, what is the Kenyan dream?
Well, I don't know. In Kenya, man, there's so much happening, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kenyan dream, I would say, it's very relative, but most of the time it involves money. Because for us, if you have the cash, it means you have the freedom. It means you can now do even sherehe on a weekday and no one will do anything to you.
Because you're your own boss.
Yeah, your own boss. That's like every young man's dream. Like just to get that money to get, you know, to like you can be able to call a chick and she won't backfire on you, you know, like she won't say, no, I'm not coming because you can do anything.
It's just influence, money and influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, just money, bro. Like just money. For us, it's about money, man.
It's all about money.
Yeah, you see how our country looks like.
Yeah.
It looks so good, yeah? And there's so many people here with money. So if you don't have that money, you won't enjoy most things, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for us, it's just try to get that money. And
is it easy to get the money?
No.
Do you have like a big moving out of home culture? Like people live, you know, like in America by 18, you're out of the house. Mm-hmm. In Ghana, you can live with your parents for as long as they can tolerate you. Yeah.
Well, for Kenya, you move out when you're ready in terms of, again, money.
Money,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, because you'll move out and then you'll start eating some very weird stuff because you don't have the money, you know. You won't go out. You won't,
I moved out 2 years ago.
Mm.
The first year of moving out is the ghetto.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are broke all the time.
Mm.
You are just, and like certain things have to suffer for one thing to work.
Yeah, because I've seen some people, especially here, you'll say, finally, I'm moving out. Then when you finally move out, you've paid for the deposit, for the rent. Because for us, you pay for, I don't know if it happens for you as well.
How do you do, because we pay for a year.
Mm. A year?
Yes.
And then no one would move out.
Is it monthly?
Yeah, it's monthly.
You listen, if you the monthly price, mm-hmm. you have to pay 12 months worth plus an additional 2 months of a security deposit.
What? For us, you just move out, go to the house, yeah? You pay first the rent, the first rent, mm-hmm. and the deposit, which is most likely the same amount as the rent.
Okay.
So every month you pay every month the
what
same amount.
What's date on every month?
Depends on your landlord, but okay. if you go past 5th, it's usually crazy because they can literally lock your door.
Oh, so you can go like 2 months sometimes just pay off.
2 months is too crazy. Just 1 month.
Just 1 month.
Just 1 month.
That is so interesting because, yes, this is the reason why a lot of people don't move out because you have to find 1 year's worth of rent before you move out. Yes. And you know, when you move out, you have to get... When I moved out, it was so crazy. Mm. I moved out. I didn't have a fridge. I didn't have a microwave.
Exactly.
I didn't have a television. I had 2 foldable beach chairs and my bed. And I remember I went out, I bought food and I couldn't finish it. So I go to the kitchen. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have a fridge.
Mm. Yeah.
And I lived for 2 weeks without a fridge.
But for us, fridge is like the one of the least of your concerns. Because for us, you can literally go out and eat. You can go out and buy food in a kibanda. We call it a kibanda. I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure in
like a
Ghana,
kiosk.
Not
what's a kibanda?
Yeah, like a very informal place where food is sold.
Choba.
Yeah, and you're not sure if it's clean really, but you just eat because it's affordable. You know, that's what
is
I'm talking about.
Is that a prominent feature? That's always a health concern.
In fact, what makes it even sweeter is the jams. You know, just some little jams, kidogo to some dust kidogo. That's what makes it even sweeter. Yeah, but for us, we have that. Okay. So fridge is not really any your main concern.
I mean,
because you can move out and then pay for the rent,
mm-hmm.
pay for the deposit,
uh-huh.
but then. For us, most bachelors, most Kenyans, most youngins, one thing you won't miss having is like a system, a woofer.
So when you guys move out for the men, the most important thing is to have a sound system.
Yeah, a sound system. That's the most important. I'd rather have a sound system than even a bed.
What?
Yes. Yes, like sleep. Like
a sound system over a fridge, over a microwave?
Yes.
An oven?
Mm.
Stove?
Yeah, bro. Music moves. Music saves lives. Music does everything.
Music will not save your life if you don't have food in your stomach.
Literally, with music, I can get guys who come party in the house.
Oh, and then they'll bring you like food
and everything. Like with music, a lot can happen. Maybe you have someone over, you know, there's that bedroom playlist. Yeah. You might not even have a bed, but you know, there's a bedroom playlist.
So, on the floor.
On the floor, yeah.
I'm trying to think of like what is a must-have for like Ghanaians or Ghanaian guys when you move out.
Yeah, what's your must-have?
I don't know. I feel like...
A fridge?
Yeah.
What if you don't have money for food or money to put anything in the fridge? What did you put in the fridge, really?
But you see, the thing is that if you move out, most of the time you go home and get food from your mother.
So you
need somewhere to store it. And so the next thing becomes a microwave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think fridge and a TV or a car, actually. A car.
Car?
Yes. Because if you move out, if you move out now, you need to be able to like drive in and out.
For us, we have matatus. Like,
oh, I saw it. The one that they design really.
Yeah. We took this because, you know, our brother country, Uganda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They just got the first matatu juzi, like a proper one. We call them Ganyans. The ones that have graffiti. I don't know about you guys.
I saw one. I don't know. Ours is called Chocho.
Is it like as cool as ours? Is it like...
So the Chocho is, they put stickers at the back. Mm-hmm. Every driver puts... And the stickers are always interesting quotes about life.
Mm-hmm.
Just funny commentary about life.
Yeah.
Like...
chop life.
No food for lazy man. You put it there, you know. Chop life can also be there.
Yeah.
But we don't do... Because what I saw, you guys have like a whole branding on the bus.
Graffiti and everything. Yeah. So like we took... there's one in Uganda.
Okay.
And it shocked... In fact, it's from Kenya. It's not even theirs. And it shocked them. So I can imagine you guys in Accra, if you get one of them. So for us, we have like the Ghanians and everything. So the car is not really the first thing you'd go for.
Wow.
And not even the fridge. I'm not telling you the sound system, bro.
That's
the best thing you could have. In fact, no bachelor moves out without a sound system.
Okay.
Yeah. Because now you are... Because you are talking about now the food that you put in the fridge. What do you guys mostly eat in Accra? Like, what's that one?
Oh, we have like staple. Like, so we have wache, which is like rice and beans. And then you can add spaghetti, salad, and other things. There's kinki. Is like a
kinky.
Kinky. Okay. It's like, oh my God, listen, what's in kinky? Is it maize? Yeah, it's maize.
Maize flour. We call it ugali here.
Okay, okay.
Is it the one you mix with water, then it becomes solid?
They make it into a ball. Uh-huh. And so you eat it with a sauce. That's kinky. We have banku. That's also, is it kondo? No, no. It's kondo. Yes, that's banku.
Okay.
I don't know what it's made of. I just know that I like it. Yeah. There's fufu. We have different things.
Yeah, what's fufu? I've had it in Ghana, in Nigeria.
Yes, so fufu is like cassava and yam, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like pounded to a very smooth consistency. Uh-huh. But what makes fufu great is the soup. So you can have groundnut soup, palm nut soup, light soup, chicken soup, tilapia soup, green soup. And it's very flavorful and has different meats.
Oh, wow. Cassava.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I hope, guys, let me say something.
I think I need to try it first because from how it sounds,
no,
it doesn't.
I eat fufu 3 times a week. That's like, that's what sustains me.
What?
Yeah, I really like it. No, I'm serious. I really like it. But I was going to ask, how easy is it to make money in Nairobi?
Mm. Well, if you're a con man, it's very easy. if you scam guys, that's like, it's so easy here.
Okay.
If you're a thief, it's so easy, especially in the CBD. You should be very careful.
Oh, wow.
Phones get snatched.
A lot?
Don't go out there snapping and doing your thing. No. We don't do that here.
Does that affect content creation, like nightlife content creation? Because people can't have their phones out?
No, you can. You can. But you just have to be extra careful. Maybe have someone around you. And all that, like, it's crazy how they can even know a new guy in town.
Oh, really?
It's like they can smell a new guy in town. Like, they can be like, yeah, this guy is new here, because from how you move and everything.
How can I appear Kenyan?
How can you appear Kenyan?
Like, what can I do so they don't see I'm new?
Just walk fast in the CBD.
Okay.
Like, don't look around. Don't walk slowly. Like, you're just. Be up to something. Like,
I have to act
like busy.
It's
act
not
busy.
My first time
here.
Okay.
You have to act busy. You have to act like there's somewhere you're going right now, you know?
Can you imagine acting busy in the club?
In the club, it's okay.
It's cool. Okay.
Yeah, in the club, it's cool.
But you mean out in the streets?
Like in the
CBD?
Oh,
I'm going to Uber everywhere so that I don't have to, you know?
Yeah. You'd rather.
Yeah. Okay. So
yeah, we're talking about how easy or hard to make money. Well, right now in Kenya, especially how the economy is, it's not really easy, especially if you're looking for a job.
Oh, okay, there are no jobs.
Yeah, there are not so many jobs. That's what is said, but it's true. There are no jobs in Kenya.
But are there a lot of entrepreneurs? People starting their own businesses.
Yeah, so many people are starting their businesses. Mm. So many people. That's why right now you'll find like most young people are opting for content creation.
Because
you can do something maybe on TikTok, Instagram.
Yes, and then
get
blows.
A brand endorsement. Mm. Or maybe on TikTok you can do the gifts thing and all that. Yeah, like you can get money easily doing that as compared to going to school, doing everything, getting a job. Yeah, because now you finish the school, you have your papers, but no job. Because you'll find maybe even in the jobs, the guys are being hired, the guys that they already know, or you're affiliated to maybe the
connection.
Owner.
You need
some
a connection.
Or maybe they paid or something.
And
like
even
that.
The people that have the jobs, the pay is like not making it to the end of the month.
Yeah.
But it's like the semblance of an office job. So you have some respect.
As opposed
to someone that's at home.
Yeah. But now, as I told you, there are people making a lot of money from home.
As content creators?
Not content creators, really. But they'll have your money. Somehow.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I understand
that.
I know in
mean.
Nigeria it's worse. And even in... I don't know about Accra, though. Like, do you guys know, have, like, scammers? Like, guys...
Oh, everybody has scammers.
But you guys are
everybody
rampant.
Has scammers. In fact, I think, you know, the thing is... I think you should call them fraud boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know the propensity. I can't say if like, you know, where to rank us, but I know we have them. And even like, you know, and it's on different levels. Like we have this, I don't know if you do mobile money here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have people calling and pretending like, oh, they send money to you wrongly. So send it back to them.
We have that as well.
And some people can fall for that.
Mm. Yeah. Most people do. Yeah. I've fallen for it before once.
Yeah. Well, why did you fall for it? Didn't you know you didn't send anybody money that day?
I was young and naive and
Wow, interesting. Anyway, okay. So now we know that you can pay rent monthly here. You make it, basically what you said about making money is similar to Accra. This unemployment is not the best. There's a lot of entrepreneurs and content creation is rising now because, like you said, can just become, you know, from a brand deal. What is like, what would you say? Are parents very open to their children working in the creative field? I know you work on radio as well as the podcast.
Yes.
Because you know they say African parents always want a lawyer, a doctor.
Doing all that.
But how is that like here?
Like for me, especially for me, I was doing engineering, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm quite smart.
Did you finish?
You should have noticed by now that I'm quite smart, you know.
I mean, I just naturally assume that you are smart.
Yeah, but I was actually doing engineering, electrical.
Oh, okay.
Engineering. Then I got to my third year, which, you know, for electrical engineering, it's 5 years. For engineering in Kenya. So I go to my third year and I was like, is this something I really want to do? Is this something I really like can do for the rest of my life? And I thought about it and I was like, nah, I'd probably be that guy in the office who's just, you know, making fun of people, like talking to guys. I'd be that guy.
And what's wrong with that?
Nah.
You know, I heard recently that every office needs a clown.
No, I wouldn't want to be that guy. I'd rather make money from it, not
okay,
like,
true.
Make money from it, you know.
But why was that the first time you were questioning it? Because you did it for
No, it wasn't the first time. It was the first time I got the confidence to,
to actually do
it. Yeah, from the beginning, I was like, but time is moving. Let me just do it. Yeah, it was because of the parents. No, initially, I was passionate about it.
Oh, okay.
But the creative side just robbed everything. It was like, nah, nigga. Like, you have to do this shit, you know?
Yeah. And how did your parents feel about that?
Well, they were angry, but at some point I realized that this is my life. Yeah, this is any decision I make, even if someone, it's either I make a decision for myself or someone else to make it for me. So I decided to make it for myself because anyway, whatever happens, I don't know if I can curse here, but whatever happens, whatever happens, you will still get fucked somehow. You know what I'm saying? like your life can get fucked up.
Yes.
Depending on either you made decision or you didn't. So you making your own decision, even if life becomes...
You can own up and say, this is my decision.
This is my
someone
decision.
Didn't make it for
someone
me.
Someone didn't make it for me. Thames. You know?
This is my decision.
Yeah, I really love Thames, man.
Me too.
That's my favorite.
Do you guys listen to a lot
artist.
Of Nigerian artists here?
A lot.
We Stay Real is more than just a slogan. It is a promise. At Fika Tea House, we use fresh ingredients, from farm to straw boba, real fruit to house-made syrups, loose leaf tea, and real milk. No preservatives, no nasties. Just pure natural deliciousness in every sip. Besties, we are more than just amazing bubble tea. The Fika Tea House is a place to connect with friends, enjoy your finger-licking snacks, and a serene green space. So immerse yourself in the ultimate bubble tea experience. Open your favorite maps, ride-sharing, or menu finder delivery app, and enter Fika Tea House, F-I-K-A, Tea House, you can spell it, to get directions, order a ride, or have your new favorite bubble tea and snacks delivered straight to you. Fika Tea House. We Stay Real.
In fact, right now we are doing something called Play KE.
Play KE.
Yeah, Play Kenya
Play
music.
Kenya. Okay.
Yeah, because most people at some point we used to play a lot of Niger music.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, we were so like, no, we are tired of
you
this.
You have
shit,
the
just...
same problem that we have. There's so much Nigerian music being played in our clubs and everywhere. And so we also have to consciously say, like, we're playing Ghanaians.
Yes.
So that's the same thing that's happening here.
That's the same
here.
Thing that's happening here, wow. Imagine. Yeah. So, like, we're trying to own up that space, bro. Those guys are...
Niger no dey carry last.
Bruh.
They don't win the game.
I don't know when it got here, man.
It's crazy, yeah. Because there's a point in time, like, now, I feel like we know... as much as the people in Nigeria know about the entertainment industry. Like, we know all the hot ones. We know the micro ones.
Yeah.
Because
I'm now thinking now, for us, we have dope artists. We have really dope artists in Kenya. Saudi Soul, of course.
Yeah.
That's our biggest export when it comes to music.
So
in Ghana, I'm trying to think in Ghana what artists, because...
Do you know any artists from Ghana?
Yeah, I know a few.
And they play their music here.
I know Sakodi.
Okay.
Or Sakodie.
Sakodie, yes.
Yeah, I know Sakodie. I know a few. I know
What kind of music do they make?
Where? In Ghana or here?
No, the people that you're trying to remember, what kind of music do you like? Do you remember any of their songs?
Not really. Like, you know, the thing, the problem is the artists who come from Nigeria, and some of them, I think they're from Ghana.
Uh-huh.
Artists from Ghana, I'm like, yeah, he's Nigerian.
Yeah, because, you know, there's also this thing where some of our artists now kind of sound Nigerian.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I'm going to mention some names and you tell me.
Yeah. So this is a challenge. You mentioned a Kenyan artist and mentioned a Ghanaian artist.
You want me to mention a Kenyan artist? No. You mentioned a Kenyan artist and I'll tell you if I know him or her. And I will mention a Ghanaian artist and you tell me if you know the person.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to start.
Okay.
Do you know King Promise?
100%. I know King Promise. Perfect Kombio.
Yeah!
Yeah, I know King Promise Bibasana. I am.
Come on, Gregory. They know you here.
Oh, you know him personally?
No,
you guys
don't.
Actually look alike without like the heart really? And the specs. I think like you guys look alike, yeah.
I don't know him personally. I do this thing where I call celebrities by their first name.
So that like it seems
people,
like
yeah, you people thinking that but I don't know them.
Oh, like, okay.
Okay, you mentioned someone now.
You know Khaligraph Jones?
Oh yes. I've heard the name Khaligraph Jones. I actually thought he was an American artist.
Oh, because of how he raps.
See? The name Khaligraph Jones. It is not Kenya.
Yeah. So in Kenya, we have this community called the Luos. So Luos usually have two first English names.
And that's their full name?
No. And then now a Luo name.
Oh, so the Khaligraph Jones is not even the full name?
Yeah, it's not even the full name. He has Omolo now.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He has Omolo.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
But so you know Khaligraph.
I know Khaligraph. Okay, see that? Okay. Okay, do you know Wendy Shay?
Wendy Shay, oh my God. Ah, no.
No, that is fine.
No, I don't want it to be like maybe she might. Is it a she?
Yeah, if she watches it, just
she might watch and be like, what? No, he doesn't know me.
No, but
I'll go to Kenya and look for him.
Exactly.
Yeah, please come.
And then she comes to Kenya now, you guys know her. Yeah. Wendy, they don't know you here. Okay,
let me give you a Kenyan artist you might know. Because I'm now telling you the biggest artist in Kenya. Because if I try going, you won't know any of them. So to Soul, Khaligraph, who else?
Who?
Oh, yeah. Utam Joko? Nyashinski?
No.
Yeah. I feel like Nyashinski.
But they sound like a young person.
Nyashinski is so big in Kenya.
Okay.
And also like in the States maybe. And like in the, maybe in the UK. But yeah, he's quite big actually.
Is he a young artist?
No.
Oh.
He's been in the game for a minute. In fact, at some point he was a rapper.
Uh-huh.
Then stopped doing music kidogo, went to the States, came back, now started rapping and singing.
Oh,
yeah.
So he can sing now.
Yeah, he can sing now.
Okay, cool.
I'm not really his biggest fan, but I appreciate that he's big in Kenya.
Yeah, no, he's biggest fan.
No, I'm not. There's this beef we have in the podcast, and I'm not for Nyashinski.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I acknowledge he's big
in Kenya. Is he aware of how you feel?
I don't know. Maybe he's had the podcast. Maybe he knows. Maybe. Maybe not, but still it doesn't change anything about how I feel about him.
Okay. Do you know Black Sheriff?
Yeah, I know Black Sheriff.
What song do you know from him? Oh, this is great.
Okay. I can't sing it. I don't know the name of the song, but I've seen the name.
Okay.
I've seen the name.
I'm sure. If the song is playing, What's his biggest song? Is it the song with Burna Boy? Of course, I fucked up.
Yeah, that's why. Because we play that song a lot on the radio.
Okay. Yeah. It's Quick with the Traveler. Quick. That's the name of the song, Quick with the Traveler.
Yes.
Is that his biggest song, Little? Is that the biggest song?
Who never fucked up? Hands in the air. No hands. Yeah.
That's it.
Another artist I want to try the female artists now.
Oh my God.
This one you won't.
I don't know.
Do you know? Okay, let me just ask. Do you know any female artists from Kenya?
I don't. And the thing is, I might know that this is an African artist, but I don't even know. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's dope. Well, I think we can just leave it at that.
Yeah, and that's why I'm here. So by the time I leave, I will know, you know, people. And then I can say, hey, listen, this is what they said I should listen to when I came to Nairobi. Oh, okay. Mm. So what are the social dynamics of friendships here among young people? Because like, for example, in Accra, if it's your friend's birthday, depending on the kind of social circle you are in, people can contribute money and do a birthday dinner and surprise you.
Yeah.
Or you can call people to a birthday dinner and then pay for everybody.
Yeah.
Or you do the trifling thing where you call them to the dinner and then when everything is done, everybody has to pay. And then they didn't know about that.
Bill, yeah.
You know, if somebody's having a baby for the first time,
yeah,
the class group has to send money for contribution.
Mm-hmm.
And pay if somebody's getting married. Mm. Same thing. So what are some of the social dynamics?
Well, in Kenya, for example, now even in the men mostly, maybe a few women. Mm. But for us, it's more of everything has to have a drink, like alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Like, let's say you've moved out. You're like, yeah, let's come with a drink.
Okay.
Yeah, you got a baby. Yeah, let's drink for this. Yeah. Not diapers. Not. It's a drink, you know.
No, really?
Yeah, no, but they will eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's your birthday. It's like, yo, so we are going to drink this weekend because it's your birthday. So everything has to have a drink.
Oh.
But also, like, friend groups are different. There are guys who will actually just gift you genuinely.
Yeah.
Like gift you. But now the biggest thing is like
a drink.
Everything has to have a drink in it. Like, yeah. Because I feel like most people also, that's when they socialize. Like, well, that's when they get to talk.
Is this the place where they say you eat a liver so that when you drink the alcohol, they don't know which liver to go to. Or is that Uganda?
No, I think that's Uganda.
I read a tweet that said they serve fried liver because they said the alcohol will not know which liver to go to.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I think it's Uganda.
That's a new one. That one, I'll definitely use it somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, so mostly it's that. And but I can say in Kenya, there's this thing about especially male friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I can talk about today.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Especially for male friends. Guys are like, we can be friends for even 2 years, but I still don't know your name.
And what you guys
say? Yeah, I'll call you bro.
Oh.
Niaje, bro. I told you niaje. You say poa.
Oh, yeah, poa. Yeah.
Niaje, bro. Nini, bro. Yo, bro. Bro, 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 bro.
Yeah.
For like 3-5 years, man. And I don't even know your real names. Oh. And then the first time I get your ID, I'm like, oh, damn. Kumbe, your name's Joseph. Yeah.
And that's normal.
And it's normal. And it's not no beef, no nothing. It's just that sometimes maybe you're not even good with names, but it's not really the most important thing at that point. At that point,
yeah,
it's like we're having fun. It's the vibe, you know. Yeah. For us, like, that's one really crazy thing about friendship.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, we're just boys. We vibe and everything. But
I
don't know your real name.
So what if there's like 4 of you and you guys are hanging out and like, so what? Hey, bro, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
That's crazy. What is the creative scene like?
Well, I can say it's
big? Is it making money?
Yeah,
is it
in Kenya,
is it
right
segregated?
Now.
Are there fights? Are there?
Well, there are, but the creative the creative industry in Kenya is really big.
Okay.
And especially the fact that the people I know who live off art.
Just art, not a nine to five,
that's a side hustle. Because most of the time, even from Kitambo, like long ago, we used to see most people are like, yo, I work a 9 to 5, but then I do content creation as a side hustle.
Yeah.
These days, it's come to a point where guys are doing it like purely
full-time
content creation.
Huh.
Yeah. So guys are creating content, nini, doing everything. But then at the same time, that's what pays their rent. Monthly rent, not yearly. Monthly.
Come on, yeah. Shay.
Yeah. Doing a month, giving them everything they have, you and buying cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I told you about Calligraph Jones.
Not a
content creator, but he is an artist,
I mean, artist
in Kenya.
Yeah.
But he's recently built like some huge mansion in Nairobi.
Oh.
And guys were even talking about it. Guys were criticizing it because maybe there's an echo, maybe because it's so big and everything. But you see that kind of thing, especially for someone who came from like the ghetto, a place called Kayole.
Oh, that's so he's from the, okay.
Dope. Yeah, that's really dope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so right now content creation is big in Kenya. It can sustain you as long as you're consistent, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Most people are opting to be content creators right now.
Mm-hmm.
Most, like, it's become bigger than it used to be, especially after COVID.
Yes.
When digital was now
COVID kind of gave people a boost in numbers because like nobody had anywhere to go and like everybody has to like focus on something.
Yes.
And so, Well, I mean, I would say the same. How about
in Accra?
Yeah. It's picking up as well. Mm. It's picking up. There are people that who live purely off of content and it works for them. You just have to know the formula. There are certain things that you do. You get it right.
Yeah.
You get your views because it's a numbers game as well, you know. Yeah, yeah. It's a numbers game. There's so, also a little bit of diversity in like the type of content people are creating now.
Yeah.
So I think it is picking up. I think it's because, you know, digital, internet, tech, young people, everybody's just getting really savvy.
Mm. Yeah, because now I would ask maybe in Accra, who's like who are the top three or like the biggest content creators from Accra?
Oh my God, I don't like this question. Because I feel like if I don't get it right, I don't...
No, not the biggest, not in any order, but in any big order. Ones.
Okay, big one. Okay, there's a guy called Kojo Jr. Mm. He does like, he goes to events and like vlogs the events and then he does the...
Ask questions or just vlogs?
No, he just vlogs. He's, so he talks about the event, but then he does it in the local Akan language called Tree. And a lot of people speak Cree, so people, a lot more people are more likely to, you know, listen to that.
Yeah.
And he does a very, it's also very funny. So let's say Sean Paul in Kenya, he comes, he's going to talk to you about like buying the ticket to being there to every performer, and he's doing a voiceover over it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
So most event organizers actually get him for...
And he has a rate card for how much he would charge to do a video for you at your event. Because essentially it's post-event promo.
So
he's big. There's also a guy called Wode Maya. He's a YouTuber. He travels, he actually travels from different countries and shows like infrastructure, the way people live and things like that. So he's very, he has huge numbers on YouTube. He has huge numbers on YouTube.
Oh wow.
There's a lot of them. You know, sometimes when you're
putting
this
big on do most people in Accra use TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, like mostly? What's the biggest platform like?
I think TikTok is big right now. Because the thing about with TikTok, everyone is on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, if there's far reaching. Whereas, you know, Twitter and Instagram is more curated a little not even if everyone is there, they're not as active. TikTok is very active.
Especially for like a place like Instagram, the algorithm is different from TikTok.
Yes.
Like TikTok algorithm is I could watch something from someone, I don't know from where in the world, you know. But for Instagram, you could as well. But most of the time it's people you really follow and the things you like. You know. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Okay. So as we're wrapping up, I wanted to know quickly, what are some of the things you've heard about Ghana?
First thing, of course, your nightlife. And I've seen it. It's not even like...
What do they say about the nightlife? I feel like...
Bro, like, it's like they say, because most of the time I've seen guys from the US and everything coming to Ghana.
Yeah.
And I hear that your nightlife is crazy. Crazy in the sense that... Like, you guys are literally outside. Like, you know, for us, we could be out, but then, like, in clubs and, like, maybe crazy partying inside the clubs.
Yeah.
But you guys outside the clubs, on the roads and everything, night is like day. That's what I hear.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's true.
You know, I feel like maybe there's a little bit of an exaggeration, but no, the thing is, the nightlife is wild. People stay, I think the reason why the nightlife gets talked about is because people are out till morning. You know what I mean? Like the chalet, people are out till morning. In terms of...
Because I've seen some guys even in quad bikes and everything, man. Like, I don't know if that's like a culture there.
No. I think at specific events, you know what I mean? And even with the streets thing, it spills over into like culture a little bit because in Accra, if somebody dies, they do a funeral. It's a party. It's called Bunyo Party. And if, let's say, the person lived in this neighborhood, they can block the whole road.
And then just...
And do it.
Do a party.
Yes, no permits, nothing. Just block the road and do a party. And that can go on forever.
Yeah, because another thing is, another big thing is Afro Nation.
Yes,
man, really I've big. Always wanted to go for Afro Nation.
No, December is actually very busy in Accra because it's an event, like 3 or 4 events every day. And they're all competing. So you sometimes we just hop from one event to another to another.
What?
So it gets... So they call it Dirty December. Do you have Dirty December?
Dirty December.
Yeah, do you have Dirty December?
Yeah. For us, it's like, so guys say that we're in December in Kenya, what we do is at some point your house will see you less and less because you're out till like morning. You come back home not even sleeping, take a shower, then go out
go
again.
Back out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, wow. Like even one of
shit
my
system.
Yeah, one of my friends was saying that the landlord, his landlord, should mm-hmm. actually just charge him for the bathroom.
Yes, because yeah, he just because stay he just comes
showers in December, the whole of December.
Then people should have like three people rent the same place, yeah, yeah. And they just come and bath at different then leave. Times.
Yeah, so yeah. You literally just bounce in and out. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so before we go, I just wanted to know what three places should I go to? I want to go out tonight. Tonight is Wednesday.
You want to go out?
Yes.
So what kind of a party are you looking for? Do you want to be wild? Okay,
today I don't want to be wild. Today I want to watch people have
fun.
It's
a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Uh-huh. I want to watch people have fun so that I see the social dynamics of nightlife. You know, I want to see before I get active.
So there's because it's a Wednesday, I know a club called Bar Next Door.
Bar Next Door.
B&D, yeah.
The just tell me about it. He said tonight's Arabic night.
Yes.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's a place you can really have fun today. Bar Next Door. There's a place also called Ibiza. We call it Ibiza in as much as it's Ibiza.
Okay.
But it's Ibiza.
Okay.
Also, you should check it out.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Is it a club or a bar?
It's a club.
It's a club.
It's a club, a dope club.
Okay.
Another place. I'm trying to give you like a wild place.
A Sherera place.
But on Friday, go to a place called Cavalli.
Cavalli.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you'll be here till Friday,
I'll be here on Friday.
Go to a place called Cavalli. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's it. It's a Bar Next Door.
Ibiza and
Cavalli. Okay. Well, this has been a really good conversation,
yeah,
right?
Really,
do you feel like you know more about Ghana now?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
In fact, I'll be coming to Ghana.
Okay.
Or rather, the Sandwich Podcast will be coming to Ghana.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we are planning to do something there. So at least now I know a resident there.
Exactly. So,
I won't really have to sleep in a hotel or something. I hope your house is bigger.
I have a 2-bedroom apartment. Yes.
Oh, nice. Very, very nice. Yeah. So at least accommodation is sorted now.
It's I guess. We'll see. Anyway, guys, this is the Sincerely Accra podcast.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? The podcast and then personally?
Yeah, personally, you can find me at Tonio Kibbs everywhere.
Okay.
Tonio, T-O-N-I-O _ Kibbs, K-A-B-Z. Mm-hmm. And for the podcast, big shout out, first of all, a special shout out to my co-hosts. That is George Nyamita and Owen. Mm-hmm. Or in Juguna, and also everyone involved. And for the Sandwich Podcast, you can find us on Instagram at The Sandwich Podcast.
Okay.
Twitter, it's at The Sandwich Pod 1.
Okay.
TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, rather, you'll find us at The Sandwich, actually Sandwich Podcast KE.
Okay.
Sandwich Podcast KE on YouTube and TikTok. Go check us out.
Yeah. But I'm sure if you search in the YouTube, the SEO will kick in, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I be doing what I'm saying. Why are they call? You know they pick. My text the blue tick. Three eyes just a reply. That be what they make me sick. Why are they call? You know they pick up. Why you know they pick? My text the blue tick. My text the blue tick. Three eyes just a reply. That be what they make me sick. Girl, you sure say, sure. You sure say, sure. That thing where we take do your ex, no be in where you they do. It no be in where you they do. It no be in where you they do. It no be in where you they do. Are you sure say, sure. You sure say, sure. That thing where we take do your ex, no be in where you they do. It no be in where you they do. It no be in where you they do. It no be in where you they do. All right, we're back. Okay. So now you know what a sherere is, okay? What do we even call the parties that we have here in Accra? Because we ain't got no name. We don't have any name. Anyway, you know, I just want to shout out in the Breakfast Club interview with Davido. Let me tell you something. That man's accent was flip-flopping harder than Blueberry. I'm telling you. And I appreciated it. I did. As a connoisseur of accents myself, I was like, oh, I get it. I get what's going on. Because there'll be some parts where he's really going on an American accent. And like, there's a word that would just like floor him. And he would just tap into the Niger. I was like, yes. Oh my God. Oh, that interview is really good. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed my interview with Tonio Kibbs. I think Tonio Kibbs is really funny. Because even before we kind of like started recording, just, you know, you just talking, chit-chatting, he was really funny. When he said I look like Kim Promise, now that really stamped me.
No. But I had fun. I hope you guys had fun too. No, check it out. Let me tell you something. I feel, Kwame says this all the time. He says Ghanaians are music snobs. I wouldn't even say music. I think we're general snobs to content that is not from West Africa. It's just recently that it's like South Africa is really like doing their thing on the internet. So we are seeing a lot of stuff, but we really need to check like East Africa, North Africa, like tap into it. Okay. Cause there's really good stuff over there too. And look, Nairobi's was such a vibe. I'm going to be back. Yes, they will be seeing me. And I've been told I had to go to Mombasa. So it is what it is. All right. Let's get into this listener letter, guys. What am I going to call this one? Okay. Let me think. Let's call this one Nutella. Yeah, because a body by Black Sharif. A body, said Nutella. I'm right, make it spread them. See me riding around me, my B. I'm right across the country. I promise, guys, listen, the next time I come, I will know the words. I'm serious because I love it. Oh my God. About wish anybody a Nutella, send my lordy brother, or my ibria spread them. See me around riding in my bee. Show you things you never see. I'll bring across the country. Talk of the town, allegedly. Oh my God. What am I doing? Okay. Let's go. Nutella says, hi, Joe. I have a friend I don't want to be friends with anymore. Come on, girl. I love your brevity. Get right into it. And let me say, guys, I have received some listener letters and I've had to scroll like 3-4 times. I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't think I'm going to do your letters. Please, please, and please again, summarize. And some of you want to give me prelude. You want to give me flowery talk. Like, you know the funny thing I've realized? I don't know if maybe because when people make grammatical errors and things and I'm like always blasting people because like it's hard for me to read. I don't know if you are taking this as a challenge to come and show off your literary prowess. Girl, no. If you can give me a good 3 paragraphs, get to the T and ask your question, I will be grateful. Because like some of you can send, like I have like 3 letters that I received in Twitter DMs and it is long. Even me, it took me like 2-3 visits to the DMs to finish reading it. I'm like, what is this? All the flowery, all that. Please, guys, brevity. May that say. Anyway, Nutella said, I have a friend I don't want to be friends with anymore. She didn't do anything to me, but I'm realizing that our goals no longer align. Oh, wake it up, girl. Wake it up. Every time she calls me, she wants to talk about someone and what they are doing. Oh my God, we all have friends like this, y'all. We all have friends like this. Oh my God. Back in uni, I enjoyed these conversations very much. We knew everyone's tea and it was entertaining. Right now, we are living real life. Okay. It's been 2 years after national service and I'm not making enough to follow the plans I had for myself. Each time she calls, it's at least 2 hours of gossip. 2 hours? Let me tell you guys something. When I get back from work, I get home like between 6 and 6:30. That's if I close early. If I close late, usually before 8. When I tell you the time runs by so fast when you close from work and you get home, it's crazy. You get home, it's like 6:30. You blink and it's 10 p.m. And it's like, what have you done? Absolutely nothing. And you have to go to bed. And you know what I'm realizing? Because we spend so much time of our time in the office, when we come home, sometimes you don't want to sleep early because it's the time that you have to yourself to watch your favorite show, to dilly-dally about, to scroll on the internet, just to be lazy. And then all of a sudden you have to sleep. And you don't want to sleep because as soon as you sleep, you wake up. Nobody ever remembers what it feels like to sleep. As soon as you sleep, you wake up. And when you wake up, you have to do it all over again. Bro, I don't have 2 hours for you for a conversation on a weekday after work. I don't have it. I'm sorry, Nutella. You are doing a lot. I get it why you want to leave the girl. Oh my God. She says, each time she calls, it's at least 2 hours of gossip. And frankly, I am tired. Girl, I'm tired for you too. I'm taking a short course to boost my CV and I don't have the time. She works at a job she doesn't like, but doesn't have the desire to do anything about it. She's happy to get a salary and always talks about a wedding to a man she is yet to find. Oh, why do you... Oh, walker. Hey, Nutella. Walking. Get on, walker again. I bet you she's sending you like wedding videos and things. Oh, me when I get married, this is the dress I want to wear. Oh, me when I get married, me, I don't do this. Hey, always talk about the hypothetical wedding, eh? Yeah, sometimes manifest, you know, talk about the things you want to come to you. But I get it. I get what you mean. She works at a job she doesn't like, but she doesn't have a desire to do anything about it. She's happy to get a salary and always talks about a wedding to a man she's yet to find. I don't want to seem like a bad person, but how do I go about it? Also, am I wrong to end things? Nutella. Oh boy, you know what he said, Nutella. Tell him make it spread out, bread out, and then listen, one day I will do this flow and it will be flawless and I'll put all of you to shame. Watch me, someone in me. Determined, I will bring it back to you. But let's get back to Nutella. Nutella, you know what? I don't think you are wrong to want to end the friendship. However, what I will say, and this is just me in my like adult bag, I feel like if I had received this letter 3 years ago, I'd have told you to just stop replying to her, let her have a fit, and everything will resolve. Because who's she gonna tell? Who's she gonna go and tell? Hey, you know, my friend and I said, she might leave you an angry voice note. And listen, one day if you blew, you can use it in a song. I swear down, like in my 20s, I was so savage. But what I'm gonna say is, I kind of believe in chances. Sometimes people don't see what things look like because they are in it. If you're on the outside, you have a better view, and sometimes you can point things out. And so I'm in the business of like, I will point things out. But the thing is that my willingness to like pursue it and continue to point things out is your reception to me pointing things out. And I'm also somebody that does not like unsolicited advice. So it's a bit tricky, but this is what I would say. You know what I'm going to say? Open and honest conversation. I think, instead of like, kind of like doing a whole thing where it's like, oh, aren't you tired? Da, 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 da. Flip the conversation. Stop letting her have all the power. When she calls you, tell her about the fact that you're taking a course. Tell her about the fact that, you know, I'm working in this job. And honestly, 5 years from now, this is what I want to do. In fact, ask her. So babes, like in 5 years from now, what do you want to do? Flip the conversation. It's just going to take you constantly flipping the conversation for her to either get turned off or also flip her mind. Because the thing is that like, it's something that you guys used to do together in university. She knows you as her existing partner. So if you have changed, it's a bit unfair to just get up and be like, oh, I'm done. Da, da, da. Why is she not growing at the same pace as me? I don't know what you went through. Maybe it's your current job, your current goals, your current needs that has flipped your mind. And like, you are putting childish ways behind you, because I can see it. I can see it. When I was in uni, oh my God, I had a friend that like, I couldn't wait to just go and sit with my friend and talk about all the celebrities. Yeah, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. You know, I just so excited. Oh my God, have you heard that this person did this? This person did that. Like, that was literally it. And fortunately for me, as we grew, our conversations have stayed around pop culture, but we've also started to talk about other important things in our lives because we're all doing things. You know what I mean? So just flip the conversation. Either ask her what her plans are, 5-year plans are. So this job that you say you don't like, every day you're talking about, what are you going to do? Eh? Don't you think you should look for jobs? Me, I'm taking a short course. So I'm taking a short course very soon. I'll put on my CV and I'll apply for places. You know what? Send me your CV. Let me look at it. Let me give you some tips. Oh, when are you coming to visit me? When are you coming? Bring your laptop. Let's look at your CV. Eh? Mommy, yeah, this thing you are saying that you want to marry, this thing, it's good, but you know, these days, these men, if they don't have your own money, they don't respect you. So me, I think we need to actually boss up. Me, I'm just saving. Yeah, I buy TV. Do you buy TV? Do you know what I mean? Like, flip the conversation. The fact that when she calls you, she's always talking about whatever is because you're letting her do it. You're sitting on the other side of the phone and you're rolling your eyes. You're listening to her for 2 goddamn hours. Girl, I'm at a stage right now where like, I literally multitask. Like sometimes if I have like some free time and let's say I'm supposed to like, come up with interview questions or do some research, I have like one AirPod in my ear. I'm listening to an interview where I'm getting some information and things like that. And at the same time, maybe I'm supposed to go to a wedding, you know, and I'm sitting at the wedding. Instead of sitting at the wedding the whole time and like just letting the time go to waste, I'm sitting at the wedding, I'm smiling, I'm doing my hello highs, but I've learned to have to do it. A lot of people are like, how do you manage all the things that you do? This is how I do it. I learned to, you know, use my time as much as I can. So if you know that this girl is going to call you, how about you make that 1 hour or 2 hours something that is like beneficial to the two of you, where you actually be like, you know what? Call me on video. Let's look at your CV. Let's talk. Like, you know what I mean? Cause that practice for you is also helping you better, whatever you do with your CV, talking about your course. You know what I mean? Sometimes, even if you're able to convince, also take the course with you, you have a partner. And 2, doing it is better than 1. You know what I mean? It's for your individual selves, but you guys are doing so you can talk about the course material together and things like that. I think you owe it to your friend, knowing that you guys have been friends for that long, from whatever, to try. Don't just like up and leave. Try. You know what I mean? Try. And if you see some resistance, it's not going how you want, girl, you do not owe her anything after that. That's all I'm going to say, Nutella. So do that what you can. Okay, guys, listen, if you have any opinions to share, you know what to do. Hashtag Sincerely Accra. What do you think Nutella should do? Did I give her some good advice? Let me hear about it. Shout us out at Sincerely Accra on Instagram, on Twitter, and on TikTok. And if you have any dilemmas, problems, situations, send us a DM on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And guess what? You could be on the receiving end of some advice from me on the podcast. All right, guys. It's time for us to do our shout outs.
I don't wanna cheat on you. Every day temptation, baby, yo. I just wanna kiss on you. I just wanna kiss on you. I don't wanna cheat on you. Every day temptation, baby, yo. I just wanna spend on you. Come here, make a spend on you. Oh no, don't let me cheat on my woman. No, no, I try. You know, say I try. Don't let me cheat on my woman. No, no, I try. Yeah. Look at her face, look at her bum bum, look at her waist. What a bum bum, baby, my taste. What a bum bum, baby, my craze.
This week, I am shouting out Angie. I met a girl called Angie. I went to watch National Chorus play Beyond the Walls at the National Theatre. My good friend Kenneth got me tickets. We went to see it. It was really good. I enjoyed it. And, you know, outside, I met her. We took a selfie. I made sure I looked cute in the selfie. I was like, let me see. You know, I do this thing with people where every time we take a picture, I'll be like, let's look at it so that if you don't like it, we can take it again. You know, I always make it look like I'm looking out for them. And then when they show me the picture and I don't look good, I'm like, you know what? Let's take some extra more. You know, it's always good to have options. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not going to walk away with a horrible photo of me. But yeah, I took a selfie with Angie. She told me she was a big fan. And Angie, I'm so grateful that you saw me. I think it's very important. Say woohoo me. What did I see? And we had a little bonding moment. So Angie, it was nice meeting you. Shout out to you. Keep doing what you do and keep loving us. I also want to give a shout out to Adidiwa. At Adidiwa, I think on Twitter, somebody was asking, you know, every week or two, people come and complain about, oh, Ghanaian podcasts are always about sex. Oh, Ghanaian podcasts are always. And then somebody be like, then you are not listening to the right one. Then they say, okay, which podcast should I listen to? Then you say, Sincerely Accra. People always be doing that. And this week, it was Adidiwa, A-D-E-D-Z-E-Y. Girl, I done spelt the whole thing, so you know who it is. Thank you so much for shouting us out and giving us a new listen. Listener, whatever. We love it over here. All too soon, guys. It is time for the podcast to end. Oh, what a ride. For all the new listeners, check us out. How's it going? Did you like it? Listen, if you have nothing but good things to say, rate us on the podcast app, okay? Give us 5 stars and leave us a nice note. If you have nothing good to say, you have negative notes and critiques, keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. That's your business. But yeah. Also, you've come to the end of the podcast and I've had a great time entertaining you. And I am very sure you were entertained. Okay. I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's a GCR network, the number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. And of course, my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante-Ofori. We must shout out. All right, guys. Thank you so much. I'm going to love you, leave you, and catch you on the next one. Keep checking for us because you know, it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. Nutella.
I'm feeling high, don't you feel it too? I no go lie, girl, you make me feel good. Bonnie, you move your hips, girl, waist. Your flow be like an oasis. You calm my nerves all the way. Oh, tell me small on a daily, yeah. But that girl with the bottom of my sleeve, she know I got you, so she tryna move sneaky. But I flee with some speed. Oh, Maria, my new Joe, move that waist, turn up the bass. You fit to make man, I go insane. I will not go, fame me no go, shingo. Move that waist, turn up the bass. You fit to make man, I go insane. I will not go, fame me no go, shingo.
Oh, my Maria,
this is Maria.
Mariana. Set my soul on fire. Oh my Mariana. Je suis Mariana. Yo, you blow my mind. Set my soul on fire.
I really need your love. Though you lack my thing, you make my feel your eye. Oh, Ito. Don't be long talk, baby, I love you. Love you. Tell me what you want, Bambi. No go waste time for you, all right. Yeah, yeah. Finish with mommy, oh, Maria. Don't let it over me, oh, put a pepper in my eye. Yeah, you will put my friends on me, I love you. Oh, baby, put it on you, feeling all right. Oh, Ito.
Move that way, turn up the bass. You fit to make man, I go insane. I will not confirm me no go Shingo.
Oh my Mariana,
you sweet Mariana. Yo, you blow my mind. Set my soul on fire. Oh my Mariana, you sweet Mariana. Yo, you blow my mind. Set my soul on fire. Oh my Mariana, you sweet Mariana. Yo, you blow my mind. Set my soul on fire. Oh my Mariana.
This has been a Gold Coast Reports production.
Oh my Mariana, sweet Mariana.